Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kelly Gruber. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, John Cerutti. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allinson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo bunts towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gruber reaches second base with a double. Mullinix scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gruber moves to third. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-0 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Witt moves to third. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. McGriff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gruber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mullinix bunts towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. Barfield moves to second. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to 1, Blue Jays. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leach strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Leach out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinzo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-3 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barfield moves to third. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gruber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Carter steals second. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Leach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Hanke now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.